Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Nicole Flavaris is with us. Nicole, how many years have you owned that restaurant?
We took over Kinsey Chop House. Hi, Lisa. How are you, by the way? In July of 2019. Before the pandemic.
You had to survive the pandemic as a restaurant owner in Chicago.
Absolutely. Welcome to the restaurant industry.
Yeah, that shows you've got grit for sure.
There you go.
Hey, we'll talk about your pop-up, your guest chef series coming up, but I was just asking Kevin and everybody else, difference between a dry-age steak and a wet-age steak. I know you feature both of them on your menu. Do you have preference one over the other, and what's the difference in your opinion?
So, you know, definitely you're going to get with a dry-age steak, they age them, right, in a dry-aging room with salt, where a wet-age, they are just in their natural juices, and they're left to marinate like that. You're going to definitely get more umami out of the dry age and more earthiness. And we have a really, really awesome dry age steak. We work really closely with our partners at Meats by Lynn's. We're celebrating actually 30 years of doing business together. And we've got a really cool 80-day dry age steak, and then we then soak it in bourbon for 12 days. And that is something special.
Yeah, I would say that's something special. I've never had anything like that.
Yeah, you got to come stop in, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. And so wet age is just presented as it always would be, as we know, just the opposite of dry age,
natural.
Right?
Natural, correct. It's just in its natural wet juices. And then, you know, it's we leave it that way vacuum sealed. So you just, and with our seasonings, like we don't do, it's very light salt and pepper on the steak, so that you can actually taste the meat.
And beef tartare is still on your menu, as it is on the menu of a few Chicago restaurants. And I'm telling you what, I had it last year in a Chicago restaurant, loved it, and then had people say, what? Why would you eat that? So there is still a demand.
It's delicious.
Yes,
you
got to
be a little adventurous, but the beef tartare we serve is delicious. You know, we have tuna tartare as well on the menu. It's okay for fish, but not okay for beef. You got to try it.
Right. And so you're right. Why do people think it's okay to eat raw fish? And I guess because it's ground beef, right? And we've had it drilled into our head about the dangers.
Yes. If the meat is fresh and you know where it's coming from, feel free to eat it.
What's your favorite thing on the menu at your restaurant?
Definitely one of our steaks, yeah. But we also do a dry-aged lamb chop, Lisa, and I'm Greek, and I'm a big fan of lamb chops, and it's the closest you're going to get to a lamb chop from back home.
Mm. Back home meaning the old country?
Yep, exactly.
Wow. And talk to me about the guest chef series. Is this a celebration because of your 34 years, or this is, from what I noticed, something that you do quite often?
We do it frequently, yeah. So we love to invite different chefs and interpret us. So this, it's May 1st, and you can have any seating time that you want, but we're working with Chef Juan Kim of Kimski. So he is going to interpret Kinsey's menu of steaks, right, and where we have a little bit of a Mediterranean twist with his Korean twist as well on the food. So we love to do these guest chef series. We've done about 10 of them over the last year and a half, and they work out really well because it's a one special night, one special guest chef, and we let them have free reign and be creative to try and do something really cool on the menu. And as you were saying with your lovely introduction to me, not only do we have a great steakhouse community, but I feel that Chicago is one of the best, you know, restaurant foodie communities too in the nation. And I like to showcase everybody's talent.
Yeah, there seems to be a really big camaraderie among people who would mostly be identified as competitors.
Yeah, no, that's not how Chicago is. It's like that in other cities, but we're all pretty cool with each other and love working together.
That's really nice. This is Nicole Flavaris. She is the owner of the Kinsey Chop House. We were talking about this guest chef series coming up on May 1st with Won Kim. And he's not just a chef and a restaurateur. I understand that he paints murals and he DJs.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, he's a Renaissance man.
Wow, that's very interesting. Also, one of the big things in Chicago is supporting restaurant workers so that they can have health care, mental health care, and, you know, the amount of pay that gets them through day to day to feed their own families. Do you still, I don't know if you did, but do you add that 3% on there, or is it something that's just factored into your prices?
No, we factored that into the pricing, and we didn't have that. But on parties of six or more, we do strictly enforce a 22% gratuity.
So, which seems to be the way that it's done these days, right?
Yeah. Well, you get a lot of pushback, and with this day and age of how, you know, prices are fluctuating crazily for different food inputs, it's really hard also to price the menu correctly. But definitely with our workers, we put them first. That's why they're loyal to us. And through the pandemic, I made sure everybody got paid. Some of our managers and staff have been with us, you know, our one floor manager for over 20 years. The guy making your steak at Kinsey has been at Kinsey since before it was Kinsey Chop House. And it was the greenery.
Wow. So he's been there over 34 years?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. That is consistency, and that's why people come back.
Yeah. Well, we put love into our food, and I think people can taste that. And our service is impeccable, and people feel that vibe. We want them to come back.
Absolutely. And that 3% that we see on some restaurant bills, that does just frustrate people. I love that you just build it into the price. Putting that on there just puts your waiters and your staff in a position to have to answer to that.
Yeah, look, everybody has a different philosophy and what's right or wrong. I don't want to knock anybody who does it that way. Some diners prefer to know that my burger costs X and these are all the sub charges. For me, when you're explaining, you're losing. So that's why we build it into the price.
Yeah, sounds great. All right, so how do people just jump on KinseyChopHouse.com if they want to join you for the guest chef dining series?
Okay. Absolutely. And always, when you're making reservations, go directly to the restaurant's website and make a reservation from their preferred vendor or their internal system. But yeah, it's May 1st. First seating, starts around 6, but you can pick whatever reservation time you want. And we're going to have a lot of different table-side things with Chef. He's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve.
I do like that you can go right to your website and make a reservation, because so many websites now switch you over to OpenTable or Resy or something like that. Do those vendors, do they charge the restaurant for you to be listed?
Per person.
Wow.
Yeah. And it adds cost to. Yeah. So in order to keep restaurant costs under control, I always promote, and tell people book directly with the restaurant, because whatever situation they've got going on, it's on their website.
Really nice to meet you. Thank you so much for joining
us. Pleasure, Lisa, and I look forward to hosting you at Kinsey and letting you do a little bit of an exploratory dry age versus wet age.
Yeah, dry age soaked in bourbon for 12 days sounds right up my alley.
There you go.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Nicole Flavaris, she is the owner of Kinsey Chop House.